Molly Culbertson sits in a neighborhood coffee shop, comfortable with her computer and the air conditioning. It's a far cry from her house, just a few blocks away, where it's the eighth day without electricity. Still, she's been sleeping there.
I think the house now, my temperature reads at 90 degrees inside the house. So it's actually, in the evenings, it's better outside, but it's pretty brutal. And I have two dogs that are at home and panting hard.
So you're surviving without any air conditioning?
Yeah, there's no, well, without anything. And I work for myself, and my office is in my home, so I have been working at the wonderful public libraries that allow me internet access and at local coffee shops like this one. So I'm getting by, but I'm really eager to get the air back on.
You're one of the small percentages of houses that still aren't back online.
Yes, I just looked on the AEP website about an hour ago, and I think there are still 16,000 some in Franklin County that don't have power. 3.2% of customers, perhaps.
Like winning the lottery.
It so is, except backwards somehow.
Also at the coffee shop with his computer is Molly's brother, Tom. He was visiting from San Antonio when the power outage struck. The 100-degree outside temperatures here are basically what Tom had been trying to get away from in summertime Texas. Still, he says this experience won't prod him to cancel future visits to his sister in Columbus.
Now I'll be back, but we'll have a generator next time I come back. So, in fact, that's what I've been doing right now, research on a standby generator, so that when our power goes out within about 10 seconds or so, the generator will kick on and run the whole house.
At a nearby table at the coffee shop sits Bruce Anschute. His nearby house has also been powerless since last Friday. That's why he and his wife spent one recent night with their adult son, whose house is in a suburb that never lost power.
And then we were looking after my wife's father. He was without it for 4 days, but got it back. So now we're staying with him. You know, you got to count on family. That's why they're there, and we're blessed to have them so close that we can actually rely on them and use them.
AEP's website has just given Anschute some bad news. It may be late Sunday before his house gets its electricity restored. Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.